Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Twisted Tuesdays with the Twisted Sisters, and you never know, maybe a Twisted Mister or two. Hey, everybody, how's it going? Hi, Pam. Hi, Naomi. Hi, Weaver of Dreams.
Hello.
Hello.
Absolutely. So, happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday to you.
And happy Tuesday to you.
Welcome to the Tuesday Brigade there, Weaver.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We're a little crazy on Tuesdays.
Oh, good. I'm crazy all the time, so we're okay.
That's right. That's right. We're really a lot crazy, but I'll say a little for now. But, yeah, so... Okay, well, Naomi, I'm going to let you and Pam and Weaver take over. I'm just going to sit here and be quiet.
Yeah, okay. So how are you girls tonight? Ready for the show? Simple pleasure. Yeah, so I found this awesome art by Lucy Almay. I don't know. Almay, I guess. A-L-M-A-E-Y, Almy, Lucy Almy Bird. Yeah, and I just, like, fell in love with her art. She was born in 1973, and she grew up in rural Somerset. I guess that's in England, or do we call it the UK now? Kate, you're from there, eh?
Well, yes, we're separated from England now. Scotland is independent. So, yes, you would say
England.
Oh,
yeah. Okay, yeah, it's true. You're in Scotland.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I thought you were in the UK.
Well,
oh, boy.
Technically, technically, it's one huge island, and I'm in the Scottish side of it. You can.
Okay, and do you know Somerset?
Yes, it's a beautiful part of England. Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, I looked it up, and wow, I see where she got all her inspiration for her art. because she grew up in Somerset, and it has lovely countryside, and it has sandy beaches, and, you know, just a beautiful, beautiful place. So that's reflected through her art. We see them, we see people on the beach, and we see that lovely countryside a lot. And she was Lucy Almy Bird. She was always encouraged to draw from an early age, and her parents always took her to these regular trips to galleries and museums, and you know, it just ignited her passion for art. But what's surprising is she's completely self-taught. She never took an art class of her life. And, you know, wow, she has an amazing talent. And she paints mostly in acrylics. And she takes her inspiration from everyday life, like you can see in her paintings, and especially from her three daughters. So when you see paintings of girls or girls playing on the beach or, you know, girls just laying in a field or, you know, the picture of the three women there playing cards is one of the prompts. Well, that's probably her and her two daughters. That's probably her three daughters there in that painting and by the beach too. And so domestic scenes feature regularly in her paintings, depicting a romanticized, gentler look at life. And you'll notice in some of her paintings, it's signed L. Howard. That's because before September 2019, all her paintings were signed by L. Howard. I don't know why it isn't. I didn't know it isn't written there, but that's why some of her paintings are signed Lucy A. Bird, and some are signed L. Howard. So just an amazing self-taught, talented person there, and with beautiful, beautiful art for tonight, and amazing, amazing poetry. So do you girls want to get this show started?
Yes, I have the first one up there.
Okay, already. Wow, Weaver, you're rolling it tonight. Yeah, you're rocking it. Okay.
Which one of you lovely ladies would like to read this one?
Oh, you can choose, Weaver. Yeah, Kate.
Okay. Naomi, would you like to read this?
Okay. Stu's Interview by Paul Brott. Okay. It is you. Ooh, ooh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I said pressure drop. Oh, pressure drop. Yeah, pressure's gonna drop on you. It's going to drop on you for your interview. But you can do this, Stu. We're all counting on you. So get out there, show them what you've got. Dance to your interview. Do the stray cat strut. Speak to them in multiple languages. Let them know it's part of your package. They can't go wrong with hiring you. Good luck, Stu, with your interview and poem. Well, that was just a fun, delightful little tale that he wrote to that prompt. What did you think, Pam?
Oh, I enjoyed this. It was fun. It was great to listen to you read it. I totally loved the vibe of somebody giving themselves a pep talk, trying to work themselves up into feeling all confident and, really quite fun to listen to. And I really like, so get out there, show them what you've got, dance to your interview, do the stray cat strut. That was very well done.
Yeah, I like that too. Dance to the to your interview, do the Stray Cat strut. I agree. I like that. That was one of my favorite parts too. And Phil, huh, what were your thoughts?
You know, I liked this a lot, and I thought it was the story was well told because you knew what was happening, you know, what the motivations were. I thought it was a fun rhyme to go with the chosen prompt. I think you did a really nice job.
Yeah, indeed he did. It was fun. And Kate?
Oh, that is some tune. I actually listened to the original tune. It would fool you around for days. So annoying, but very good. A wonderful parody. And a great tribute to a great band. So I enjoyed it a lot.
Oh, it is. It's a parody.
Yes, it is. Let me just see if I can get that back. The original was, give me a moment. No, it's gone. It is an actual band that he did that parody on, but I've now lost where I put it. Never mind. I'll get it later and get back to you.
It's okay. We'll get it later. Anybody else know?
Yeah, I've got it. It's Pressure Drop. Pete Tosh Pressure Drop.
Oh, okay. Cool. I read the whole thing and I never realized it was a parody for a song. Well, that's really cool. Okay, so where are you taking us next, Kate?
Right, the next one. Sorry, I should have had that up. I do apologize. It will be there in a second.
Oh, no pressure, no pressure.
You you say that. Here we have it. Under Our Umbrella of Love by S. Sharp. Phil, would you like to read this?
Sure. Absolutely.
Oh,
okay, here we go. Under the Umbrella of Love by S. Sharp. Hang on a sec. Let me just double check myself for a second. I don't think that we had any kind of... Okay, sorry. Sometimes S. Sharp puts up an audio, so I wanted to make sure I double-check that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Under Our Umbrella of Love by S. Sharp. Frame is the music, rat-a-tat-tat, rat-a-tat-tat-tat of life. We have lived the music in the gray clouds, swaying in the cool wind. Dipping in my arms, I am the storm, and your smile radiates like the sun through the clouds. A rainbow appears in your eyes as I spin you again and again. With you, I love the rains, thunder and lightning, rhythm and flash, warm spring dances, love of life. Rat-a-tat-tat, rat-a-tat-tat-tat. Hang on to your umbrella with me. And poem.
Beautiful read there, Phil. He wrote to the prompt where there's the elderly couple under the umbrella, under a big umbrella. And I just love, you know, his repetition of rat-a-tat-tat, rat-a-tat-tat, of life. You know, rain is the music, rat-a-tat-tat, rat-a-tat-tat, of life. We have lived the music in the gray clouds, swaying in the cool winds. And then, you know, there's something just so lovely and romantic about this whole writer that I just love. What did you think, Kate?
Oh, I thought it was lovely. A joyous piece, really sprightly. One of my favorite lines was, "With you I love the rains, thunder and lightning, rhythm and flash, warm spring dances, love of life." I mean, it's my favorite thing to walk out in the rain. So, yes, I really enjoyed this.
Yeah, I agree. I love dancing and just going out in the rain and dancing. And yeah, I do it less now that I get older. But, you know, I still like the sound, especially the sound of the rain. Mm. And Phil, what did you think?
You know, I really like this one. I thought that I enjoyed the way the emotions were expressed in the piece. And I thought it was a wonderful write. There was just a real, I don't want to say romantic, but just a real love that kind of ran through it. You know, mm-hmm. to me, romance is a little different, but I think that there was just a great little love sale here. And it was very nice.
Yeah.
So I appreciated that.
Yeah, I love the like the lines, dipping in my arms. I am dipping in my arms. I am the storm and your smile radiates. You know, he has some lovely lines in here. And Pam, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is just absolutely beautiful. I love the whole idea of dancing in the rain and the connection between the two people. I really do like also that he used the sound of the rain, the rat-a-tat-tat, almost like if you could hear it like bouncing off a tin roof. And then I too really like that third stanza, dipping in my arms, I'm the storm, and your smile radiates like the sun through the clouds. You know, I think there's something very beautiful about the idea of a love with somebody that can calm you down when you feel like you are the storm. So just an excellent write and very well done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, though that's an awesome comment there that can calm you down. Yeah, it's so true. Yeah, just an amazing, amazing write by Scott here. Bravo, bravo. And Kate, where are you taking us next?
Well, we have Gentleman's Paradise by Doc Frank. Pam, would you like to read that?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Gentleman's Paradise by Doc Frank. And it goes like this. Ah, the true pleasures of life. All a gentleman could ask for. A fine pipe, bottle of champagne, warm bubble bath with my favorite dog by my side, resting, thinking of all of life's guilty pleasures, and poem.
I just love how Doc Frank took, you know, everything that was in that prompt, and he just wrote this beautiful little brevity to it, you know. I can almost just picture him there, you know. It's just an amazing, amazing little brevity. What did you think, Phil?
You know, I was just writing here, you know, I thought it was a nice brevity, of course. I mean, six lines, you know, that's a great little brevity. But I thought it was a great capture of the images in the painting itself. You know, he caught the dog and got the bubble bath and, you know, and the champagne. Like, he touched on the elements. But as always, you know, what I'd like to see most is that it's a standalone piece. Even without the image, you know, you would still be able to, the piece itself is complete. And that's what I mm-hmm. like to see. You know, because sometimes people just, they'll get an image and they basically just say, oh, and yeah, and they did, and they did. And it just doesn't come off as being, I don't know, just as well expressed. You know, I like when you can look at it and go, yeah, you don't need the image for it to work. So it was a nice job. Thanks, Doc Frank.
Yeah, I think that the opening lines are the true pleasures of life, all a gentleman could ask for. I think that really, you know, starts off the poem to be, you know, like you said, Phil, a standalone piece there. And Pam, your thoughts on the poem?
Yeah, a wonderful brevity with great attention to detail, as Jean was pointing out. Yeah, I wonder if at some point the artist's husband said, honey, could you please stop painting me while I'm in the bathtub? No, I really did enjoy this piece by Doc Frank. It was very well done. Told a very precise, like, image. So very cool.
Yeah, thinking of all of life's guilty pleasures indeed. And Kate.
Oh yes, as everybody said, superb brevity. it just oozes total relaxation. You know, you want to be in that, well, not actually in that bubble bath, obviously, but you want to be in a bubble bath. It was very nice and a very sweet ride, and I enjoyed it a lot. Yeah.
You don't want to get in the bath with them, right?
Not that particular one, though. No. I love my own one. Thank you very much.
Okay, so where are we headed next?
Well, this would be Never Too Old for Tea for Two by Incubus 2. And I think I'll read this one, mainly because
okay.
he asked me to. Okay, here we go. Oh, now, please excuse me because I'm nervous, okay? Here we go. For 50 years, their days the same, calm and relaxed, their moments shared. Now self-assurance replaces flame as a lazy love like tea prepared. A spoon of sweetness comes first, cool milk smile and hot water's touch. As like their kiss slakes lover's thirst and shows even now they're loved so much. A book at bedtime shows they care, as just to be there side by side, showing that the time these two share keeps them close when the gap is wide. No need for showy acts of love or words needed to reassure. They fit just like a hand in glove, their silent love forever pure. For 50 years they've shared their bed and slept together every night. No need for words to ear be said. They love, the love they share binds them tight. They still hold hands watching TV and argue over who is right, but never once done publicly, as there's fun to share after a fight. End poem.
I love that he ended on that note. Yeah, and the picture he chose, of course, you know, an elderly couple in bed reading with their breakfast tray at the foot of the bed. And he just, you know, what a wonderful ride. I mean, just from the title, you know, Never Too Old for Tea for Two. This is just an amazing, amazing ride, you know, of life together and all those, and especially that special moment where you share a bed with a loved one. I think he just did a marvelous job. And Pam, what are your thoughts?
Oh, I have to agree. He did a marvelous job. I like that bit of humor at the end. I like that he really did a great job of capturing a long-term relationship. A couple who have gotten to know each other so well that, you know, I like for 50 years they've shared this bed and slept together every night. No need for words to e'er be said. The love they share binds them tight. Those are wonderful lines. And I really also like a spoonful of sweetness comes first. Just wonderful play on words and, you know, absolutely delightful and very well done.
Yeah, I agree that line there, a spoonful of sweetness comes first, and also cool milk smile and hot water's touch as their kiss slakes lover's thirst. Just amazing words used throughout the poem. And did it fill your impressions?
I thought it was an excellent piece. Wonderful reflection of the love that is long and strong, and a great take on the chosen prompt. Absolutely. Great piece, Ink.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Ink, for sharing this. Really amazing. And Kate, your thoughts?
Yes. Here's a picture of two people. They've come through the ups and downs for 50 years, mm-hmm. weathered all the storms, reached a quiet haven, obviously, now. So this is what I've come to expect from this wordsmith, elegant weaving of words. Very well done.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Ink, again. Okay, Kate, so where are we going next?
Right, we have Lady of Birds by Arthur Allison. And Naomi, would you like to read this?
Okay, my pleasure. Lady of Birds. glimpse of her at ease with these busy birds, slender form of elegance, feathers found in a dance. Her dress of hue meets with the blue, flourishing bird bloom makes me swoon. Such elative appeal, flock, finesse, ideal. She is our heroine. Just end poem. Yeah, he just took that prompt there. Glimpse at her at ease with these busy birds. Slender form of elegance, feathers found in a dance. I just loved that first stanza. What did you think, Phil?
You know, I thought it was a wonderful write, and I thought that it so well reflected the image, for sure. I mean, as she is feeding the geese and the ducks, and, you know, they're all following her because she is the hero. Anyone who has the duck feed is the hero. You know. And, you know, I think that the actual, the prompt is great, and I think that the poem actually met it very nicely. And it was well done, definitely well done, and I enjoyed it. So thank you for that, Arthur Ellison.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was well written, brevity indeed. And Pam, your thoughts?
Yeah, I really liked this. Such delightful short lines, wonderful imagery. I like glimpse of her at ease with those busy birds. And then such elative appeal, flock's finesse ideal. Well, that has some just really nice rhyme to it and just really captures, you know, the idea of the image. So very well done.
Indeed. And Kate, you have final word on this one.
Yes, it was very pretty, wasn't it? It took me right back to feeding birds at our local, aptly named Duck Pond, with my children when they were younger. And it was always fun. And now we're told we're not supposed to give them bread, which was quite scary because I've been feeding them for years. But feeding is bad for them. Isn't that so? I've stopped, obviously. But, yeah. Anyway, that's just a little aside. That's in Scotland, maybe. It's not the same everywhere else. But yes, it was a very pretty poem, and I enjoyed it very much.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, but here, too, we're not allowed to feed, like, the ducks. Like,
mm-hmm.
I know the ducks, we're not allowed to give them bread anymore because they pollute after the lake anyway. I don't know if
you're
it's
right.
The same for hens and geese and all that, but yeah, here too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so thank you very much, Arthur Ellison. That was a lovely brevity. So, Kate, where are we going?
We have Inkless by Micro. And Phil, would you like to read this?
Sure.
Good old.
Yes. Okay, double check myself. Okay, this is called Inkless by Micro. She cuddled up to a romantic novel. He saddled his horse and rode into the Western. Two cups of tea with a sandwich of cheese lay upon a knotty pine table. Hair in bare feet, he in his corduroy trousers and blue socks with holes. They put on sweaters when the house got cold. Both traveled to the world as fictional characters, distance between them wide as the Grand Canyon. As she dreamed of the lovers on yellow paperback pages, he was the cowboy with pistols of Louis L'Amour. Fingers never traced faces, lips dried like parched earth, no eye-to-eye contact and no sweet words. House was a ghost town. A ring of silence was heard. Backs together like bookends on their burgundy couch, cat in the house gave occasional meows. They never spoke deeply, put no skin in their scene. Life twisted and turned, faces mapped out their days, bones grew brittle and frayed. Upon their shelves, no stories remained, blank stares from strangers, words in their heads decayed. no plot to their story. The pages were inkless. When nighttime came, they blew out the candles. But there was smoke. Into the darkness, it vanished. End poem.
Yeah, this was such a deep and powerful emotive write, you know, especially the ending there. Yeah, it just caught me. You know, I was captured also by Louis L'Amour because, you know, he was one of my favorite authors growing up. I just loved his novels. But I mean, this was an amazing, amazing write all through, you know, the language used and all throughout. It's just so, so beautiful, but such a powerful write. What did you think, Pam?
Oh, I have to agree. I have to agree. This is a powerful write. I like how it captures each individual and how they're transfixed into their imaginary world and not so much focused on each other. And another poem where there's a wonderful attention to detail. I really like they never spoke deeply but put no skin in their scene. As life twisted and turned, faces mapped on their days, bones grew brittle and frayed. There's this whole idea of time passing without really taking time for each other. So beautifully written and very well done.
Yeah, there is that kind of like, kind of melancholy that comes in there. Yeah, I saw that, you know, not taking time, just being involved in you know, the stories and in the fictional world there. What did you think, Phil?
You know, I thought it was very nicely penned, and I very much enjoyed the great reflection to the prompt. You know, the man and woman in the prompt itself, in that piece of art, are just like content to just be where they're at, in their books, reading their stories, you know, and you kind of can look at it like there's a bit of indifference, but I just think it's comfort level. You know, you're comfortable to be quiet together. You know, that's not always easy to do. But I think it was well captured. I really do. So nice job, Micro. Enjoyed
yeah.
it.
Yeah. The poet put a quite a twist onto the prompt. I think that was kind of unique. Kate, what were your thoughts?
Oh, this was, I was really caught up in this tale. You can see it. She dreamed of the lovers on yellow paperback pages. He was the cowboy with pistols of Louis L'Amour. That, you know, what I got from it was there were two people together but apart, in the same room, on the same couch, in their own worlds. So they were getting and giving nothing to each other. They were completely happy in these little worlds. It could be that this is stemming from lockdown, where this was a kind of survival technique. You know, we'll give ourselves room just to not be anything and just read. But yes, it was very good. I enjoyed it a lot.
Oh, that's awesome comments, everybody. Okay, so where are we going next, Kate?
Okay, we've got In Lucy's World, and there's an audio with this, I think. Yeah, there is an audio with this.
All right. Here we go.
This poem is inspired by the exuberant art of Lucy Almay Bird. It's entitled In Lucy's World. In a land where summers last forever, in a world where beauty grows in fields, she wakes up early to greet each sunrise and capture the morning breeze. The wind in her hair, she sets out to explore. Barefoot, she runs through meadows. She races her bike to the beach where seagulls wait to call her name. Her brush paints the dance of life, praises God's creatures big and small. In a land where sunflowers sway on high, in a world where love and harmony reside. And in the coolness of the evening mist, she comes home to the quilted comfort of her chair, and happiness is a good book and hot tea, with Tabby Cat purring at her feet, while Mozart's symphony plays in the background. Bundled in her hand-knit woolens, she plunges into a good read to while away each night, wholeheartedly lost in the world, wholeheartedly lost in the world, wholeheartedly lost in her world of make-believe.
Oh, wow, that was just amazing, like Lynn's voice and that SoundCloud. And you know what I really loved is that she went and researched Lucy Almay Bird's art, because that I almost put up that prompt, but I didn't. And, you know, she went and researched the art, and she pulled that picture, that art out of her from her collection of art. And because it truly did inspire her, and I really love that when a poet does that, takes that liberty, you know. Whenever you put up an artist, they can go and research the artist, and you know, maybe they find another prompt, another piece of art that they truly are inspired by to write. And you know, she wrote such a wonderful, wonderful piece. I mean, you know, this is just absolutely gorgeous. What did you think, Pam?
Oh, I have to agree, it is absolutely beautiful, just wonderful imagery. And I do like to, when people, you know, go and you know, if they want to find their own artwork up by the same artist. And so I'm glad she found one that spoke to her. And I thought she did a wonderful job with this. I really like her brush paints the dance of life, praises God, creatures big and small, in the land where sunflowers sway on high, in a world where love and harmony resides. And I like that she brings in music while Mozart's symphony plays in the background. Bundled in her hand-knit woolens, she plunges into a good read. It just sounds like to me like she's described at that last stanza, the end of an already perfect day, a perfect ending for a perfect day. Beautifully written and very well done.
Oh, yeah, awesome comment there, Pam. You know, she did do you know, it's so airy and light and dreamy, like this ride. She just took us into like a, you know, like she said, and like the title says, in Lucy's world, right into that lady or young girl's world here, you know. And we just bathe in it. It's just so beautiful. And Phil, what did you think?
You know, I thought this was really, really well done. Here's what I wrote. I thought it was a lovely piece and very well written. I pulled this stanza. The wind in her hair, she sets out to explore. Barefoot, she runs through meadows. She races her bike to the beach where seagulls wait to call her name. And I said, you know, I must say that each of the stanzas resonated thoughts of many of the prompts that, you know, you had selected, Naomi.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
She started to speak of, you know, going home and I got to find it because it cracked me up. She comes home to the quilt comfort of her chair, you know, and happiness is a good book and hot tea with Tabby Cat purring at her feet. I can't say I have all the prompts memorized, but I think I could recognize that from
mm-hmm.
another one. And I think that's what I like so much about it. She really, she touched on a bunch of them throughout. But And the one she chose, I thought she incorporated that in very well in that second stanza. So nice work, Lynn.
Yeah, it's so true what you said, Phil. She did. I do see a lot of prompts in, you know, the hand-knit woolens. I have a prompt where she's knitting, where a woman is knitting, probably herself, the artist. And, you know, and Goodread, you know, there's books in there. And, yeah, so you're right there. So true. And, Kate, what did you think of the write?
As everybody said, it was a really eloquent, lovely write. For me, it was the first stanza that set the scene. In a land where summers last forever, in a world where beauty grows in fields, she wakes up early to greet each sunrise and capture the morning breeze. Now, that celebrates a life lived in perpetual summer, doesn't it? Which would be great fun, I think, for a while. But perhaps, you know, you might want a little bit of springtime sometimes. That might be good. But yes, it was a really lovely write. Oh, I said lovely,
yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay. Yeah, she really gave us a character that lived and breathed from the page, I think, you know. Just an amazing, amazing job here, Lynn Gauthier. I applaud you for this poem. Just thank you. Okay, so Kate, where are you taking us next?
Well, next we have Buried Under Flowers by Isabella G. Lovely name, Isabella. Pam, would you like to read this?
Oh, I would be happy to.
Excellent.
All right. Buried Under Flowers by Isabella G. And it goes like this. Burying you under those flowers, standing there for hours, watching the stone, tears fill my eyes, making the markings blend, reading the words, loving daughter. I remember the things we did together. You grew up so fast before my eyes. The flower crowns we made locked away, dried in a little box on a closet shelf. I can still hear your giggle ringing in my ears, how your nose crinkled with each exhale. I can still feel your little fingers grasping mine, eyes sparkling with so much life left in them. Sometimes I see you still playing in those flowers, gathering them to make more memories. I miss the simple things we had in life before that accident that took you from me. And poem.
Yeah, this is deeply sad, and, you know, such a heartfelt poem. You know, the sorrow of losing a child, I can't even imagine that. You know, it just makes me so emotive. Phil, what did you think?
I have to agree with your words. They're heartfelt, indeed. I think that the story, as it goes down, you just know it's coming. You just know it's coming. And, I mean, it just – I had to go and look up the prompt, though, to see exactly which one it was. And the two of them sitting on that field and making the flower chain crowns and what have you. And I thought, well, this was an interesting take on that, because it met that prompt, and then she built a story all around it. And I think that it was well done, and I think it was touching, very touching. Yeah, great job.
Oh, absolutely. And Pam, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is a beautiful and emotive write. I like that she went with a different twist, a different take on the prompt. She saw, like, the potential for a sad, dark write with the emotional impact this has. She does a really great job of delving into the memories, not only what she remembers, like, doing with what the character remembers doing with her daughter, but also the little things, like the giggle, the nose crinkling with each exhale, you know, just absolutely beautiful write and very well done.
Oh, I agree. you know, it is the little things that we must remember, you know, always, you know. You don't need spectacular, you know, trips to Disney World to create loving memories of each other, you know, just simple things that you remember. Kate, what are your thoughts on this, right?
Oh, this, that the line, I remember the things we did together. You grew up so fast before my eyes. Heartbreaking, sorry. Oh, nothing can prepare anybody for that kind of pain. If this is based on fact, then I can only hope that things have got better, or things will get better, because it was very sad. Yes, lovely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hope, too, if it's really true, you know, that things are getting better too. So where are we going next, Kate?
Okay, we have. Now this is going to be a little bit difficult. Nature's Asseveration, I think, and there's an audio for this by Kay.
All right.
Nature's Asseveration by Kay. Hallows the corridors, vaults through. On a distance, the rails lull. Silent hum, and without, would be criminal. Wet to flesh is the fabric, scratches a trace in Bruges lagoon. The tried time, minton, the scars, of course. Etch the whispers of blood red, standing taller. Broad, words of visages, souvenirs in crushed capsicum, bones to green, perplexed. A crushion of grayland haunches, mud streaks, stencil sunprint collages, smeared in grayscales, homeless of countryside tribunals, brick to mortar is cold, bones crackling in fine hair splints, as marrow is flocking. Tie dyes, the spinsterhood sorrows, and poem.
And she took a very unique way on this, you know, on this prompt here, when she brought in tie dye, the spinsterhood sparrows. She has awesome. Metaphors and imagery throughout this. What did you think, Pam?
Oh, yeah, this is beautiful. And as always, Kay has a wonderful command of language, beautiful imagery. You know, I was trying to think what it was about this artwork, and it just suddenly dawned on me. It's the curve of the artwork, the landscape, the floors, so much of it is curved as if you're looking like at a car rear view mirror.
Mm-hmm.
But with this, right, I particularly like that the as dry time minting the scars, of course, etched the whisper of blood red, standing taller, broad words of visage, souvenirs and crutch castigum bone to grains perplexed. I feel like there's that whole idea of missing home. There's that whole idea of the memories that have gone by and remain deep inside you. So absolutely a beautiful write and very well done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's an awesome, awesome comment there, Pam. And I love those lines too, you know. She has such a, you know, color put into this write, an amazing, amazing use of color, you know, like the in the line, blood red, like you just said, and then smeared in gray scales, homeless of countryside, tribunals, brick to mortar is cold. And then she has in the last line, tie dyes. So just a wonderful use of color throughout. And what did you think, Phil?
Oh, Phil had to step away. She'll be back.
Oh, okay. Kate?
All right. This was full of imagery, obviously drawn from the mind of the poet. I think to describe her, she feels in that moment of creativity. She just, it seems to just flow vivid and unforgettable. Thank you for sharing. It was a lovely piece of work.
Yeah, it is. Shannon, a wonderful, wonderful write here by Kay. Okay, so where do we go next?
Okay, we have Nothing Says Fun Like a New Suit by Sam Samson. Now, I think I should take a bit of a turn here. Everybody's worked so hard. So I'll read this one. Hopefully, I'll be able to read this one. Here we are. Friday night. Got to have new threads. Makes that good impression. Nothing says fun like a new suit. Damn, I look sharp. That green brings out my eyes. She's going to faint, I look so good. I better let her know she's going to want to match my style. We'll be that fly couple everyone wants to be while we dance the night away. Here, let me practice my smooth moves. End poem.
Yeah, well, before I put up that picture, because, you know, it's so far from, you know, the other prompts, but, you know, I thought of all the guys that would maybe enter the contest, and I said, oh, they'll have fun with that prompt, and I'm so happy that I did put it up, because, you know, yeah, so they did have fun with it. I just love this all the way through. What did you think, Pam?
Oh, I think people are definitely having fun with this picture. You can tell Sam really had a lot of fun with the, putting the attitude into this, right? Damn, I look sharp. That green brings out my eyes. She gonna faint. I look so good. I better let her know she gonna want to match my style. Wow, that just, that's a whole heck of a lot of confidence portrayed in that brevity. So just absolutely delightful and very well done.
Oh, indeed. And Kay, what did you think? You read that so wonderfully.
Oh, I thought it was very good. Oh, hang on. One second, am I muted? Can you hear me?
No. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. All right, I'm with you now. Sorry. Yes, this was really very good. You knew Dapper Sam was ready to party. I love that. Damn, I look sharp. That green brings out my eyes. I love that. So good. I don't know if I'd classify the look as having style exactly, but 10 out of 10 for self-delusion. Great write, and I really enjoyed it.
Oh, I thought everybody in England dressed like that.
Yeah, in the 50s. Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine it? Oh, it was, yeah, very great. It was good fun.
Yeah, we'll be the fly couple everyone wants to be. I wonder how she's going to be dressed. Yeah, this was just so delightful, Sam. Just thank you, you know, for this write. Okay. I didn't check the board. No, Phil isn't back yet, I think. So where are you taking us next, Kay?
We have Happy Weekend by Random World, Random Words by Jake. I couldn't see adult, sorry. Never mind. So just give me a moment. Right, Naomi, would you like to read this?
Yes, I'll be happy to. Happy Weekend. Do you want some coffee? Or maybe juice or tea? Do you eat breakfast? Or just skip it and have some brunch? If I could spend my weekend with you, I would like to go to different places, eat our favorite food, and do what makes you happy. We could stay in the city, or let's go to the beach. We'll watch the sunset and wait for the sunrise. We can also go to a garden full of flowers, just like in my dream, just like how you waited for me. Well, let me tell you that dream again. I was walking in a field of flowers, trying to find anyone. Then I found you. I never saw your face, but I've been looking for you. One day I was looking for anything to display in my room. Then I found a picture similar to my dream. Then I heard a voice telling me it was always you. How are you gonna end our day, you ask me. Maybe we could drink some coffee or whiskey, talk about anything under the moon and stars. You give me your warmest hug and dance until we say goodnight. How perfect it is to be with you. We know how much we wanted to stay together, but we both understand our schedules, and we are both happy with our few-minute encounter. The universe is telling me to stay with you, but the world is telling me to deny you, because not all people will understand. Not all people will believe us. Sometimes I'm afraid or even lose hope, but in your little way, you make me feel at ease. Just remember, despite all the chaos in my head, my heart will always be yours. End poem. Ah, this is just such a beautiful, tender write about finding and wanting to be with that special one person. Pam, what did you think?
Yeah, I really like how she opens it up with the thing, like the question, you know, the idea of getting together for some coffee or tea or breakfast. You know, the look at favorite foods and time spent together. I really like the imagery. And we can also go to a garden full of flowers, just like in my dream, just like how you waited for me. I like how it's that whole idea of that dream, as you said, that idea of wanting to be with that one special person, that one, you know, that relationship that really connects you to another person. And I really like the universe is telling me to stay with you, but the world is telling me to deny you, because not all people will understand. Not all people will believe us. Really just a strong emotional impact within those lines. And very well done.
Oh, yeah, I agree. You know, that last stanza, sometimes I'm afraid of even lose hope, but in your own little way, you make me feel at ease. Just remember, despite all the chaos in my head, my heart will always be yours. Like you said, there's something really, like, emotive and you know, heartfelt and tender in those lines. What did you think, Kay?
Well, maybe I'm reading something into this that only I'm seeing, but somehow I felt there was something unusual, perhaps clandestine, about these meetings. When I read things like you said about the universe telling me to stay with you, but the world is telling me to deny you, there's more questions than answers in this poem, I think. It's intriguing, because I would really like to know what the situation actually is between these two people. But yes, I really enjoyed it. It was a great, well read, by the way. Thank you.
Yeah, I had the same questions that you had, Kate. Especially, you know, when they said, "But we both understand our schedules, and mm-hmm. we are both happy with our few minutes." Encounters. The universe is telling me to stay with you, but the world is telling me to deny you. You know, yeah. What's you know, there's something underlining going on, and you know, and it you want to know.
Yes,
we
want
to know. It's like a story, and you know, but you know, it's so well written. Phil's back, I think. What were your impressions, Phil?
Well, I have to say that I really thought this was great. I thought it was well written. I loved the tale of love and friendship throughout this piece. It was beautiful work, and I really enjoyed it. I went up and I was going to pluck one stanza here or one stanza there, but they all so wonderfully fit together. They're like puzzle pieces. And I mean, sometimes I just hate to pull anything out because I always feel like if I take that, then it kind of loses the end here or the top there, and you know. So I just didn't do that. And I think that I went back and I looked at the image, and it's a great image of two women, and one's having tea, and the other one is doing something beside the table, and the cat, you know, curled up on the floor. And it was a great picture, and or a painting, I should say. God forbid I say the wrong thing. And I think that it just goes to show that, you know, two people can interact and be so, you know, involved in each other's lives, you know, and to really, you know, sometimes that's what we need in life, just to get through it, you know, just have one person we can count on, you know.
Oh,
a lot
yeah.
of people don't understand if it happens to be another woman or another man, you know. People get all crazy,
mm-hmm.
but the reality is that, you know, it's all about how we interact with one another. So that's what I can say, but I thought it was just a great piece. Great job, Random Words by Jake.
Yeah. Well, thank you for checking out that prompt, because, you know, it breathes light and more understanding into the whole. Right, and I think your comment too, which was amazing, Phil. So, yeah, just a brilliant right here, indeed. Okay, so Kate, where were you taking us next?
We're going south, Flying South by Ursula W. McCabe. And Pam, could you read this?
Absolutely. All right, Flying South by Ursula McCabe, and it goes like this. Meadow holds heat close to already golden grasses, fragile in the morning, steam breathes a slight mist. Autumn is chasing warmth away. A dream begins to form above my head. Wings flap with muscled intent. Swans hold memory for this south place. Each stroke of the wings so purposeful. Our wetlands offer safety for those long-necked families. Just for this moment, the sky and air belong to the swans. Wrapping my soft scarf around my neck, I close my eyes and listen to their clear, melancholy calls. End poem.
Oh, I just love this. And it's right. But of course, you know, that was like my favorite art piece. You know, they're all wonderful, but I was just drawn to that art, you know, that the geese above and with their long necks and she put swans, eh? Yeah, I think so. Maybe they are swans, but you know, and just the whole painting, you know, it just and she reflected it so well, you know. Meadow holds heat close to already golden grasses, fragile is the morning, steam breathes a slight mist. There's just such a lovely flow to this whole right that I just adored. Phil, what did you think?
You know, I'm trying to put my finger on that, Naomi. I thought it was a beautiful piece by Ursula. And something about the right, I said your right totally spoke to me of your chosen prompt. And it did. It was something about the wording of it just drew me back up to that picture each time. And I'm not quite sure how, you know, I mean, you have this girl and these wings above her head and, you know, and then the swan remark and everything. But somehow it just sung the story to me. And I'm not sure, not 100% sure why I say that. Does it make any sense? Probably not. But it's okay.
Well, it does,
yeah.
I mean, it just really did. I mean, she didn't sit here and the overwhelming descriptions of the image, and you know, she just subtle pieces here and there. But I think it really pulled together beautifully. So, yeah, it's just, I don't know, just excellent work to me. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, I don't know how to express it any better than that. Sorry.
Maybe it's because she wrote it from the first person, like wrapping my scarf around my neck. I close my eyes. You know, it's as if she put herself right into that picture. And I think, you know, for me, that's what made it all stand out. It's that it's in the first person, and that really, you know, spoke to me. What did you think, Pam?
Oh, I thought this was absolutely beautiful. I think a lot of it is her choice of language. Like when she says, fragile is the morning, and a dream begins from my head, swans hold memory for this south place. It's not only a write about the swans themselves, but about where she lives and how where she lives offers up that refuge. And there's this idea of as the, you know, swans come there every year, that it's another year that has passed. It's that whole melancholy feel. It's a combination of melancholy and nostalgia and the idea that, yeah, you're happy to see them again, but it's a reminder that once again, another year has passed. I just think this is beautifully written and very well done.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Yeah, and that was an awesome, awesome comment there, Pam. So true. The, you know, nostalgia and melancholy all mixed into such emotion. Comes out of this piece as you read it. And Kate, what were your thoughts?
No, I exactly what everybody else has said. It was so well written. I liked the line, just for this moment, the sky and air belong to the swans. That just captures that, the fact that they're flying over her, that precise moment. Very sweet poem, I thought. It captures the strength and the power of the swans in flight for a start, didn't it? And also the passing seasons, as you've already said, was making her aware of the passing seasons and life going on and another year and more swans. I thought it was lovely.
Yeah, that was awesome. Awesome comments, everybody, tonight. And okay, with that, Kate, where are we going next?
Right, we're going to have a simple life by Vamped Vixen. Now, I think I'll take this one because everybody's been so good and working so hard. So let me just, I should have got myself organized. I'm going to read this when I find it. Hello, here we are. Okay. Compose. Right, it's called A Simple Life. If the creditors come calling or my ex ask where I've been, kindly send them my regards, but I won't be coming home again. For I find this world far too unkind, a kingdom built on just to-dos. And so my feet took off frolicking, soaring with flocks of little bluebirds, tweet-tweet-tweet, upon the meadow top, and weave daisies in unbrushed hair, as I sing a soft hillside song upon the tall and dew-damp grass. My boss will have to do without, and city traffic can go stand still, as I dance home from the mountains, to sip warm chamomile tea, alone in a cabin built for solitude, errant crumbs of sugar cookies on these wild, undieting lips. if you hide me from the electric bills and rent demanding to be paid, I'll let you visit if you enter softly, with your novels to read and board games to be played. We'll spend forever beside each other, warmly snuggled in our embrace, just you, me, and a tabby cat, sharing in this quiet, simple space. End poem.
Yeah, this is so beautifully written. And, you know, the way she combined those three prompts at the top, and Vamped Vixen wrote in her comments about the contest itself, about the art, that she loved the art so much that she just wanted to live in it. And, you know, and she does do that in this, throughout this poem, you know. She leaves everything behind and she just goes in, you know, she just goes right into the art and she's living in the art. And I just love that, you know, just love this piece. Pam, what did you think?
Yeah, I like that she wrote the three different pieces. And you're right, she writes this as if she's living in the art. That was a really great observation there, Naomi. I like that there's this kind of carefree, almost like humor to it, like, you know, that I'm not coming back. My boss will have to do without, and see traffic can go stand still as I dance home from the mountains. It's that whole idea of letting go of all the stress and living your dreams and you know, just finding that sense of inner peace, that place that makes you happy. So beautifully written and very well done.
Oh, yeah, so much so. Yeah, I just love that, too. My boss will have to do without. And I also love, and if you hide me from electric bills and rent demanding to be paid, I'll let you visit if you enter softly and with your novels to read and board games to be played. I just love that stanza, too. And Phil, what did you think?
You know, I thought this was great. I loved the wonderful imagery throughout. I thought it was so well expressed. And I thought it was an incredible take on the chosen prompts. I mean, since she did have three of them. Just really, just an awesome job. And I really liked it a lot. Nice job, Vamped Vixen.
Yeah. The errant crumbs of sugar cookies on these wild on dieting lips. I just love that too, you know.
Yeah.
No more diets. Just eat what you want. And Kate, what did you think?
Yeah, exactly what everybody else said. It was fun, I think. If the creditors come calling, or my ex asks, or my ex asks you where I've been, kindly send them my regards, but I won't be coming home again. That first stanza gets straight into the body of this delightful write. She's laying down what we all feel, I think, particularly right now. Life is hard. Let's opt out. I agree wholeheartedly, and I enjoyed it very much.
Yeah. Just you, me, and my tabby cat sharing in this quiet, simple space. That's an awesome, awesome finish. And where are we going next, Kate?
Well, now we have Game Night by Stelina. Okay, Phil, would you like to read this?
Sure. Girl's got to do something, right?
Okie dokie.
Keep me around. Okay, this is Game Night by Stelina. Friday night, that means no TV, just smooth jazz music and a bottle of wine, with a few sips of Merlot flowing through me, feeling fuzzy and warm, I'm doing fine. Let the games begin, says C with a saucy smile. We'll start with this and see where it goes. Well, that will only last for a very short while. Since I'm terrible at chess, as well he knows. Checkmate, he shouts with undisguised glee as he winks his eye and downs his drink. Rubbing his hands, he whispers, one to me. Sighing inwardly, I feel my hopeful heart sink. How about a few hands of poker? Still preening at his early success. Why not, says I, as I light up the toker. Light up a toker. Yeah. Why not, says I, as I light up a toker, needed to relieve the building stress. Two down now. What? Trouble is brewing. This won't end well. He will have his way. It really is the last thing I feel like doing after four red wines and a long, hard day. So woefully winning only one round in four to put the games back upon the shelves, groaning, I pick myself up off the floor. Ah, well, the dishes won't do themselves. <And hope.
laughs> this is a wonderful write by Selena. I just loved that finish. You know, how many times have we felt like that? You know, the freaking dishes. You know, what did you think, Pam?
Oh, this was wonderful, and yes, very relatable, especially that ending. I really like that she brings us into the fun of game night, the game playing, the jazz music, the bottles of wine, you know, there's some really great playfulness in here. Let the games begin, says he with a saucy smile. We'll start with this and see where it goes. Just wonderful lines and very well done.
Oh, indeed. Two down now, what? Trouble is brewing. This won't end well. He will have his way. she has a competitive streak there. this is just amazing. And Phil, what did you think?
You know, I like this piece, and I thought it was very clever. I kind of feel like I tripped over it a few times, and I apologize for that. But I thought it was a clever piece, and I thought she did a great job with the way she handled this one. It was lots of fun. I like how she kind of led us in one direction, you know, kind of insinuating that there was another kind of win, if I can say it that way. And then when you get there, she threw in about the dishes, and I thought that was quite humorous. And I kind of went, shame on you, Jeannie. What were you thinking? And that gave me a chuckle. But it was very nicely penned, and it gave me a good smile, so I liked it very much.
Yeah, me. Oh, yeah, me too, so much. Amazing comment there, Phil. And Kay, what did you think?
Well, like everybody else, when I came to that second-to-last stanza, I was beginning to wonder where this might be headed. yes, and that, but I was surprised at the ending. And to find the forfeit was just to wash the dishes, that was all right. That was fine. I could understand that one. But it was very well done and very entertaining, because I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Well, I get that interpretation there, you know. It really is, when she says, it really is the last thing I feel like doing after four red wines and a long, hard day, you know. And in one of her comments, Selena says, my pieces usually end up in the bedroom, Lowell.
I was right.
So, you know, I thought that was funny that you put that in one of her comments there. I thought that was going to the bedroom too, not to the sink. just amazing writing here, Selena, all the way through. Okay, Kay, where are you taking us?
Right, we have Moonlight Serenade by Daniel Dumaine. I think I'll read this one. I'll read this. Okay, let's go. Moonlight serenade with only the crickets to play their tiny violins, while will-o'-the-wisp moves around spreading stardust. A cool breeze blows through the trees, and the man in the moon blows a kiss to the lovely maiden of night's dawn as she dances to the beat of her heart. An owl breaks through the night air, wooing a soft melody, watching like a sentry on duty to warn of danger. A falling star flashes across the sky, with its light extinguished by time. The other stars twinkle to pay homage to its death. Moonlight serenade, carry your influence to words, the land of dreams foretold by peaceful slumber. Sleep in the arms of its spell upon you. End poem.
Yeah, I just love the prompt that he chose. You know, it's I think it's the one with the girl that, like, kind of dancing underneath the moon there. And I was wondering if somebody would pick up that prompt and write to it. And I'm so happy that Danielle Zam wrote to that, because, you know, this is just, you know, his writing is just amazing. Like, every single time he amazes me. And, you know, this is no exception. You know, just the opening, Moonlight Serenade, with only the trinkets to play, three tiny violins. You know, just amazing, amazing piece here. What did you think, Phil?
You know what? I'm sorry. I was just out there, lost in space. I apologize. I really was. I got a message and I went to read it, and I just totally my bad.
Oh, no, no. No problem. No problem, Phil. Pam, your impressions on this piece.
Well, I think this is just absolutely beautiful. And Kate, you did a wonderful read of that. There's something so very dreamy about this. It almost kind of reminds me of something that should be in like a Shakespeare type, right? Not that it's in the Shakespeare language, but there's something in the imagery. It has a certain romanticism about it. I like that he delves into the mythology. And the man in the moon blows a kiss to the lovely maiden of night's dawn as she dances to the beat of her heart. There's that whole idea of the personification of the man in the moon and the maiden of the night. And a falling star flashes across the sky with its light extinguished by time. The other stars twinkle to pay homage to its death. I think that is just absolutely just beautiful and powerful line. And the whole idea of how the universe pays homage to every part of itself as it continues to, you know, go through the cycles of life and death. So beautifully written and very well done.
Yeah, that's an amazing comment. You know, it's like we're a little bit going back to the contest with Midsummer's Night Dream. it has that. It has that flow and that dreaminess about that, you know, that captures all that was in Midsummer's Night Dream, you know, by Shakespeare. Yeah, I do agree. And Kay, what were your thoughts on this poem?
Oh, so much beautiful imagery. It felt light and ethereal. I think my favorite lines have got to be, a falling star flashes across the sky with its light extinguished by time. The other stars twinkle to pay homage to its death. Stars fascinate me because obviously it takes so long for that light to get to us. We don't know if that star is even still there. So it says so much about the vastness of space, doesn't it? It was a lovely write. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I really like that you stated that, you know, most of the stars that we see are already dead, you know, so stars twinkle to pay homage to death, you know, there's a powerful message in that stanza right there. And Phil, did you want to comment, or
I would like to make a comment on that. It's a beautifully written piece with wonderful imagery throughout. I had to kind of like read it real quick, and then I had to fly over to see what the prompt looked like. I mean, I think it's funny they said prompt 38, but I think it was really 37. I think. And I think that it's great. It's something that 37 is a woman reaching up to try and kiss the moon in the image. And it's really nicely done. At 38, she was laying on a sofa, like sleeping under a blanket.
Yeah, I'll take the other.
I just think it was just really, really, really just well written. I think that there was a lot to it, and wonderful imagery and thoughts and emotion. I think it was just really a well done piece all the way around. And I'm glad I got the chance to at least say that, silly as I might sound. You know.
No, you don't. That was lovely. That was lovely words.
Yeah, amazing comment there, Phil. Where do we go next, Kate?
Well, next we're going, okay, Privacy by Thomas Lee. Naomi, would you like to read that?
Yes, of course. It'd be an honor to read Tom. Privacy. Today is our day. We steal away, practice origami with electronics, explore the graces of slippers, bare feet nestled in thick carpets, the sounds cushions make as they exhale and gather us in. It all begins with the loveliest of brews, warm mugs of coffee, one for each of us, is always the best way to begin with you. She teases me about not be soft as she cuddles up close. We begin to share breath without thought, so close, even as we begin to follow our own imagination in the arms of the story of a favorite author's portray. Yes, this is our day. We steal away, cuddle up on our favorite couch like cats turning to poodles into puddles in sunlight. We let ourselves slip into the haze created by togetherness we define without words. Secure, we share a definition. Togetherness spells without words. She loves mysteries where criminals are betrayed by clues. Some sleuth can reveal on every other page. I prefer historical tales where the past is made personal with a character's reflection on how our foundations were laid. The cats are purring. The sun sinks low. We switch on the lights, tell each other. The coffee has grown cold. Sometimes there is nothing finer, no world more complete than when we turn the world off, slip off our shoes, discover world's imagination creates, and grow close in our private retreat. Yes, today is our day. Our return may or may not be predicted. It depends on the turn of the page. End poem. Oh, what a beautiful write by Tom. You know, there's so much. I just love the repetition of today is our day. And, you know, he captures that. So all the emotion and all the feelings of, you know, of a couple just in harmony with each other there. You know, he captured that art so beautifully. Pam, what did you think?
Yeah, this is beautiful. Wonderful imagery. There's a certain tenderness in this write that I think he captured from the artwork itself. And I like that, and I do like that opening line, today is our day. You know, that idea that, you know, family can wait, friends can wait, work can wait. It's all about them just enjoying what they enjoy, enjoying each other's company, their favorite books. I can really relate to the part about the coffee growing cold. It's, you know, for me, oftentimes I will have to reheat a cup of coffee anywhere from 2 to 5 times, especially if I'm focused on reading or writing or something like that. I like how he brings in the individuality of each character in the painting by mentioning what kind of books they really get into. And the cats are playing. The sun seems low. We switch on the light, tell each other coffee has grown cold. Sometimes there's nothing finer, no world more complete than when we turn the world off. And that is so true. I think that's really important for health, for relationships, you know, and just, you know, to feel good about the world is to step away from it. So I thought this was a beautiful and thoughtful write and very well done.
Oh, indeed. You know, just the line, secure, we share a definition, togetherness spells without words. You know, what a wonderful line that is. And Phil, your thoughts on this poem.
Well, you know, I really enjoyed this one by Thomas. So it was a wonderful reflection of the chosen prompt. And, you know, I want to just thank him for sharing it with all of us. I mean, it really was beautifully written. His writes are always so well phrased, and he, you know, just full of great imagery. So, and this was no exception to that. So thank you, Thomas. Very nice job.
Oh, yeah, just indeed. You know, he has everything in here. You know, the cats purring, the sun sinking low, you know, the switching on of lights, the, you know, like Pam mentioned, you know, the little details like the coffee growing cold. He just captivated the whole you know, the whole scene and breathe life into it, you know. And Kay, what did you think?
Yes. Excuse me. Yes,
Kate.
It was lovely.
I can't keep saying Kate.
That's okay. Honestly, I answer to anything. As long as it's not B-I-T-C-H. Oh, dear. I might use my middle name and make it easier. You can call me Anne. All right.
Oh.
Let's not confuse things. Okay. Yes, this, I thought, was lovely. I like that line. Yes, this is our day we steal away. I mean, that's my favorite. I think how wonderful to have that kind of relationship, even if it's only in verse. No one's asking, what are you thinking? Or demanding attention. Okay, maybe I'm sharing a little bit too much here. A gentle and sweet write, really lovely, and I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah. Well, I get that, you know. Nobody's asking for attention. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. But, you know, this is just amazing all through. So bravo, Tom, and thank you so, so much for sharing this write. So appreciate it. So where do we go next, Kate?
Well, we're going to Starbucks. We're going to have a peach cobbler and some coffee. Mm-mm. Papa Mama Jamma. So would you like to read this?
Sure. I can remember where the room is. There we go.
I just want one of you to say, waiting for one of you to say, no, I don't want to read it.
I know. I think we've all felt that way once in a while. Waiting for something.
That's why, Kate, I never ask. That's why you don't ask. You can't say no
good
if
tip.
You don't ask.
Good night. I'm just too damn polite, baby. Just too damn polite.
Okay. Here we go. This one's Peach Cobbler and Starbucks Coffee by Papa Mama Jamma. Okay. She's a beige cotton dress and flat black walking shoes, clutching a brown paper bag of iceberg lettuce and hothouse tomatoes, smiling to the curtain peelers on her street, the onlookers working from home, bird dogs sing a flashing Motel 6 vacancy red neon sign as she walks by. Her hips swaying like a church bell, they stew in adultery. She hums her red, white, and blue country music, synchronicity, sweet as toffee. Has a taken tattoo on her ass cheek, glows for her man. Her sunlight-spilling unicorn with gray eyes and easy stride. She rose up from the green meadow and fixed her jigsaw puzzle pieces to moving pictures and shooting stars and crackling fireworks. His fingers wrap her Starbucks coffee cup and wolf her homemade peach cobbler with straight white teeth and licking fingers and leaves no crumbs on her, licking fingers and leaves no crumbs on her white porcelain. End poem.
Papa Mama Jamma. He doesn't always enter like all the contests, but when he does, it's a real treat because, you know, he has just this way of writing, you know, that is so uniquely him. And, you know, just every piece he writes is just amazing, you know. And this is no exception, you know, he just took that prompt and he just ran with it. You know, he made a whole story out of it. Just amazing. Pam, what did you think?
Yeah, I have to agree. Wonderful imagery and metaphors. I too like that he made a story out of it. I really liked the line, her hips swaying like a church bell that they stew in adultery. She hums her red, white, and blue country music, synchronicity sweet as toffee. That really just captures the character there. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Oh, indeed. No, all through this is amazing. Right to the, and leaves no crumbs on her white porcelain. You know, that is just amazing. Right to the end. And Phil, what did you think? You read that so amazingly.
You know, I thought it was a great write. I think the imagery throughout was really good. I think he painted a picture all his own, you know. I mean, although it had a prompt that he started with, you know, there was a whole different set of imagery that he came up with, and I think that was wonderful. And the title had me cracking up from the beginning, Peach Cobbler and Starbucks Coffee. And I'm going, there you go, you know. It's funny how we can all, like, look at the same prompt and our minds take us in different directions with it. And I always find that to be fascinating. Mm-hmm. And to say the least, this is really a prime example of that, because I don't think I would have looked at this and come up with Starbucks, but, you know, it's just the way that it strikes us. The imagery had me cracking up when he was talking about the flashing Motel 6 vacancy sign, you know, and then he's talking about her hips swaying like a church bell. That had me really kind of chuckling. But then, you know, has a taken tattoo on her ass cheek. Glows for her. Oh, yeah. I said, yep, we didn't leave too much out of this. You know, like they're just small details and nothing, you know, that was offensive or over the top. But I think those small details is what, that's what made it so kind of awesome, you know, in his own way. So I have to say, great job, Papa Mama Jama.
And he hasn't in his AN, by the way, bird dogs is an old expression for those who long for something that belongs to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the bird dog seeing, I didn't know that expression, so I learned something, yeah. And Kate, your impressions.
Yes, I learned something too. I like that bird dog seeing a flashing Motel 6 vacancy, red neon sign. Terrible, terrible neighbors. This was so well put together. It pulled you along until that last line was reached, and you're left wanting more, which is all anyone could ask for, really, isn't it, that you want to hear more? I enjoyed this very much, and now I'm hungry. Thank you.
Okay, so, Kate, where are we going next?
We're going to Dance with the Moon by Charlie Girl, and I think I'll give this one a try. Okay. Do you want to go dance with the moon, my love? Do you want to go dance with the moon? I left by my chores, I laid by my stores, and I want to go dance with the moon, my love. I want to go dance with the moon. Well, my lady replied with a smile in her eyes, that she'd dance with the moon, she guessed. Down the lane we both snuck, to a lope in my truck, and we drove towards the moon, just north to the west. we drove towards the moon in the west. We drove to the brink of October's O, and we drove through November's B. We drove around Christmases, Easters, and Junes, but we've not reached the moon, nor the star-studded sea. We've not reached the moon, nor the sea. But we've danced in the moonlight and basked in its rays. We've danced and we've basked in its rays. And we've captured the tune of the song of the moon, and it hums in our hearts in a luminous way. It hums in a luminous way. Poem.
Oh, you read that so beautifully, Kate. You just captured, like, the melody of the whole poem, you know. I see this as a song.
Yes,
I just love,
yes.
I just love, we drove to the brink of October's O, and we drove through November's B, you know, and we drove around Christmases, Easters, and Junes, but we've not reached the moon or the star-studded sea. We've not reached the moon or the sea. You know, there's just a beautiful melody about this whole piece. Pam, what did you think?
Yeah, I had to agree. This has a wonderful lyrical sing-song type quality to it. I like that, again, it's another beautiful romantic piece. I like that it pays tribute to love, but that it also pays tribute to the world, the moon, and how it lights the world and how it lights up your life. And just absolutely wonderful and very well done.
Oh, yeah, I so agree. That's an amazing comment, you know, about the moon. Because, you know, yeah, the moon is the central piece in that art there. And Phil, your impressions.
Oh, where do I begin? I love this piece. I really did. I love the, as has been said before, I love the lyrical quality of it. But I thought the form that she chose for this was excellent for the way she wrote. I don't know. She just, it all fit together beautifully. Let me put it that way. It probably wasn't the form. It was probably the words that put in whatever. Anyway, I get all screwed up when I say that. But I thought it was excellent rhyme and meter. And I just thought it was great. The last two lines of the stanzas just kind of, I don't know, it reminded me of something I couldn't put my finger on. Let me put it that way. And I just kept trying and trying. But just definitely a wonderful, wonderful piece. Great stanzas throughout, great story, well told. I love the lyrical quality of it. And, you know, yeah, just great job. Really enjoyed it, Cheryl.
You know, that's so amazing that you said that, because me too, like I have this, like this song now or this rhyme stuck in my head. Or, and I can't put my finger on it either.
What?
It makes me think of, isn't it a child, child rhyme or something that has that repetition?
The Owl and the Pussycat. The Owl and the Pussycat set to sea in a beautiful sea green boat.
The last line? I mean, I'm just kind of curious because I don't remember. Like each, yeah, I'll look it up. Don't you worry about it. I'm going to go on a mission.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
And Kay, well, you can go on and comment about that.
Yeah, well, that's when you said that, it reminded you of something. That's what came into my head, the Owl and the Pussycat. And it's got the same kind of cadence, I think. But this one should be sung, not read. I heard the tune in my mind all the way through it. I could hear it. And the repetition was perfectly judged. Repetition was just perfect. So now we need to find a tune for it. It was wonderful anyway. Thank you.
Oh, so much indeed. Thank you, Charlie Girl. This is amazing, amazing, right? So where are you?
Okay.
What was that, Jill?
I was looking up the Owl and the Pussycat. Don't pay any attention to me. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
We could never ignore you. We could never ignore you.
You should. You should learn to study that way.
Okay, we're
never,
going for
never.
We're going for The Simple Pleasures in Life by Derek Nielsen. Naomi, would you like to read this? Naomi, would you read this?
Yeah, I will read it.
Okay.
The Simple Pleasures in Life. The simple pleasures in life are extraordinary. When I'm taking my dog for a walk and she's running and playing, I feel so happy and free. The world is a beautiful place. When I'm surrounded by nature and the sun is shining down on me, I feel so alive and at peace. Life is a gift that should be cherished, and every moment should be savored, for we never know when it will end. So let's enjoy the simple things that are what make life extraordinary. End poem. Sorry. Oh, I just love this little piece. You know, he goes, it's simple, and he goes straight to the point. You know, he mentions just the simple things, you know, like taking a dog for a walk, you know, the sun shining down on him, you know, just enjoying just everything that's just simple and, you know, that makes life, like he states, extraordinary in the end. Just a beautiful piece here by Derek. What did you think, Phil?
You have to come back to me, Naomi. I was doing the Alan question.
Oh, okay. Yep. Pam?
Yeah, I like that he captured, but he didn't really write to one specific prompt, but really captured the theme of the contest. I thought this was a lovely brevity all the way through, but I especially was drawn to that second stanza. The world is a beautiful place. When I'm surrounded by nature and the sun is shining down on me, I feel so alive and at peace. I like that he writes about that time and that place where he finds his own peace. And so beautifully written and very well done.
Oh, yeah. That indeed. Yeah, I so agree. Awesome comment there, Pam. And Kate, what did you think of this poem?
Well, I thought it was very, very good. I really enjoyed it. I like the thought of walking the dog and to running and playing. I feel so happy and free. Very relatable. Just letting us see how precious time is. We should make the most of it and shouldn't waste any of it. And just enjoy the simple pleasures in life. So, yes, I thought it was brilliantly done, and I enjoyed it.
Oh, and I see Phil pulled up the owl and the pussycat.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I did. Well, I but a wonderful feel-good this one is, Naomi. By Derek. It's a great feel-good piece. When he starts out, you know, with the dog, you know, out and running and playing, you know, it just kind of lightens your perspective or your thoughts of the day. And it just goes on. And I really think that he did a wonderful job with it, a great brevity and a great take on the prompts. The prompts were feel-good pieces. So, nicely done.
Yeah, he did. He captured, like, all the prompts and when in one piece, like Pam said, you know, the captured the whole theme of the contest here.
Yeah.
Okay, so Kate, where are you taking us next?
I think this might be the last one, but we'll see how time goes. So this is Mi Amigos by Random Scribbler. And Pam, would you like to give us a little go?
I would be happy to. Mi Amigos by Random Scribbler, and it goes like this. Perhaps I am alone, but I am not lonely. I often have company. My friends are there, hidden somewhere deep in my heart, bond to my sound, to my very soul. Very well they play their part, as if that is their ultimate goal, to jubilate with me in my joy and to give me solace in my sorrows. They come out sometimes in day, sometimes at night, and with me they never fight. They just enliven me any time and day. Plain and simple they may be, but they are there showering me with lovely, delightful pleasure. They will always be there forever with me, for me, in form of a verse or a story, far away from the maddening crowd. I love being solitary. Oh, not really. They are always with me, mi amigos, my prose and my poetry and poem.
Yeah, just a wonderful write about, you know, being happy with yourself, you know, in your own company and with your poetry. What did you think, Kate?
Yeah, well, that this resonates with me. I'm a solitary person, so I understand how much you can enjoy just being by yourself. But also poetry, it allows you to touch minds and hearts with other people. Poetry brings us together. But I think he has expressed my thoughts far better in his poem. So I enjoyed it very much.
Mm. That was an awesome comment there, Kate. You know, yeah, I think it reflects a lot, you know, it can, we can relate to it a lot, many, many of us, you know. I think a lot of us, you know, we love just sitting by ourselves and writing poetry, you know. What did you think, Phil?
Oh, you know what? I thought this was a great piece. And I thought, what? You know, there's no better friends to be had, you know, your prose and your poetry. And then I had to go and I had to check out the prompt, and I think that this really nailed the prompt, in a wonderful way. The woman sitting there writing either a letter or a poem or whatever, and I think that it just was a perfect match. So great job, very, very well done.
Oh, indeed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Random Scribbler. Amazing, amazing write. And Pam, your thoughts on the poem?
I really enjoy this. I like how she personifies prose and poetry, but we don't know what the amigos are really until the end. And so it's a nice, clever ending. I really like that she reminds us that we don't constantly have to be in company of other people in order to enjoy life. I thought this was absolutely wonderful and very well done.
Yeah, I agree. I just love the lines, plain and simple they may be, but they are there, showering me with lovely, delightful pleasures. They will always be there forever, with me, for me. Yeah, I just love that, with me, for me, you know, and that's what poetry is, and that's what writing is. So do we have, I guess we have time for, do we have any other ones? Yeah?
Yes, we do.
okay.
Reflections of a Mother by Poetic Creations. Now, shall I read this one? Yay, I think I shall read this one. Read it. Okay, I will. Okay, the scent of fresh-cut apple was crisp, but the morning air was more than she could take in a single breath. It embraced the body, sending chills that ran up and down her spine all day. The promise of a new life inside, she walked on a path of sunshine, where the goose and the gander were something good, and everything was filled with joy beyond contentedness. Trees in the forest sung a creaky song, but she compelled them to sing. And she sung to the geraniums daily, when she nourished with water scooped up from the mineral-rich lake. Now nears that time for her to give birth. Rain or shine, a new baby will come. A full then she rests in her baby's breath, where her smile comes out on top, and the songbirds dare to swoop in low. End poem.
Oh, I just love that Poetic Creations went and he, you know, he took all those prompts and he just pulled them all together. And, you know,
yeah.
Even without looking at those prompts, I can see them in this poem. You know, the woman, the baking there, and, you know, the one in the, like, in the sort of the greenhouse. And, you know, the other one with the gooses and the ganders. You know, I can just see all these prompts here, even without looking at them. You know, he so cleverly wrote about them and emphasized them in this poem, which has beautiful imagery all throughout. What did you think, Pam?
Oh, I have to agree. I felt like this was a wonderful tribute to I don't know, his mother, but I think all mothers, actually, all women, all mothers, a beautiful tribute to the beauty and the miracle of birth and a mother's heart. And I really like how this speaks of the earth, with trees in the forest sung a creaky song, which she compelled them to sing, and she sung to the geranium daily, when she nourished with water scooped up from the mineral-rich lake. I just think it has this beautiful imagery and is very well done.
Oh, yes, so much, you know. And there's emotion, you know, that is in throughout this poem, too, I find, you know, especially at that last stanza, you know, until then she rests in the baby's breath, where her smile comes out on top and the song birds dare to swoop in low. That's so beautiful, those lines. What did you think, Phil?
You know, I thought this was wonderful. I loved the imagery throughout, and I thought it was just a wonderful take on, you know, all the chosen prompts. Because I think, you know, he pulled in pieces of each one and really, you know, made a very well-rounded image. Beautifully expressed, for sure, and I think you did a great job. Nice work, PC.
Oh, yeah, indeed. Thank you so much, PC, for giving this awesome write tonight. And Kate, what were your thoughts?
Yeah, it was a lovely description of waiting for a new baby. I like the lines, with the promise of a new life inside, she walked on a path of sunshine. You could feel that all is well in the best of all possible worlds with this lady, and it was delightful.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Yeah. He did capture everything, you know, of a woman waiting for a baby and all the joyfulness of it, you know, and hope, too, the hopefulness and... You know, and the way he brought nature into the poem too, you know, it's natural to give birth. It's part of nature, and he brought that into the poem, or the, you know, the reference to nature and everything. Yeah, so I guess that's, we don't have time for another one, I guess. No, so I won't push another one, because that'll be just, you know, we won't have time to comment on it. So, yeah, well, I just want to thank Kate. You did a wonderful job tonight. My gracious. Those
no,
prompts,
thank you.
Those posts, those poems just came up one after another. You're natural at this. And, yeah, I just want to thank Pam and Phil for always, always being there and everything you do. You're such amazing co-hosts. And, next Tuesday we have your contest, eh, Phil? Poetry in Motion?
Yes, ma'am. Correct. Yes, ma'am. Poetry of Motion.
Poetry of Motion. and wonderful pictures. Oh my gracious, those, like those birds are just so beautiful, and all those prompts. I have to write to that. That's on my list, to do list. If there's still
and
place left, yeah, or I'll and just add one on. And Pam, do you have any contests coming up that you want to announce?
Oh, I always have contests. But I would like to mention that Rex is running a contest for Sunday's show, which needs right.
Okay. What was that? He's running a show on?
A contest. Get smoking, because we're all aboard the 420 Rhythm and Rhyme by Intimidus Rex.
Oh, cool. That sounds so amazing. I'm going to look that one up. And everybody, remember, we were starting a new show tomorrow, keeping it brief. So we'll see you there, I hope. It goes amazingly well. And, oh, yeah, it will. So we'll see you there Wednesday tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and hope to see you all there. And I wish you all a wonderful evening, ladies, and sweet dreams. Good night to all.
Good night.
Just remember, everybody, it's